I will be setting up here in just a moment. Brendan's going to be playing in St. Cloud, Florida, real soon. He's got several CDs available at the Friends of Florida Folk Tent. And once again, when you find the artist and you listen to his music, this is one of the places where you can get up close and personal and, you know, find their CD and then tell them how much you like their music and have them write you a personal note to your friends. It's a wonderful Sunday. It's the 53rd Florida Folk Festival. I attended the Florida Folk Festival for the first time in 1963. I'm a fossil of folk, is I think the actual traditional term. And this was the performing area. You are at the original ground. There was nothing else. Just this. There was no cover.
Handle. Okay, got it. Okay. Take our own business, yeah. So.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brendan Dolan.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Don't get to play on a Sunday morning very often. This is a religious experience. I said it last year, I'll say it again this year. You all look absolutely marvelous. Okay, we kick off with a little whaling song. So I always like singing this song. You know, it's a whaling song, but it's an environmentally correct whaling song because the whale wins the battle, just like old Moby Dick. So. Well, in 1841, on June the 13th day, a whaling ship far anchor she weighed, and for Greenland she set sail, brave boy. For Greenland she set sail. The lookout on the mainmast he stood with a spyglass in his eye. There's a whale, there's a whale, there's a whale fish, she cried. And she blows at every span, brave boy. She blows at every span. Well, the captain, he stood on the quarter deck. The ice was in his eye. Overhaul, let your jib sheets fall. And go put your boats to sea, brave boy. Go put your boats to sea. Well, the boats, they were loaded with the men all aboard. The whale was full in view. Roll low, was each sailorman's cry. For to steer where whale fishes blue, brave boy. To steer where whale fishes blue. Well, the harpoon struck, the line gave out, but a bloody big swish of his tail. He capsized our boat, and we lost 5 men. And we never caught that whale, brave boys. We never caught that whale. Well, the losing of the 5 jolly men, it grieved our captain sore. How about the losing of that sperm whale fish? Oh, it grieved him 10 times more, brave boy. It grieved him 10 times more. Up anchor now, our captain, he cried, for the winter stars do appear. And it's time that we left this cold country, and for the homeland we did steer, brave boys. For the homeland we did steer. For Greenland, is a barren land, a land that bears no green, where the ice and the snow and the whale fishes blow, and the daylight seldom seen, brave boy, the daylight seldom seen. Thank you. Where's the guys with the cameras? God, it is hurting. I was, you know, kind of getting to go over this and get my good side, you know. So I was going to move the hairs around the back of my head and everything. You know you're getting old when you got more hair in your ears than you do on the your top of your head. You also know when you're getting old when you know, you throw a big party at your house and your neighbours don't even realise that you're having a party. That's sad, isn't it? Could I just get a bit more of the guitar in the monitor, if you have a chance? I'd like you to sing this song with me. This is a kind of a Florida song. And I always admire the number. I don't think people in the rest of the country realise what a rich folklore there is here in Florida. And it's always a pleasure to come here and listen to all the Florida songs. I'm always a little bit envious because I don't have too many Florida songs myself. So. And it's too bad that the tourists don't get to, you know, see more of that side of the state, you know. This came about from living down in St. Pete Beach, where I live, and on the west side, which we get some beautiful sunsets, particularly towards the September, October. And I was looking at the sunset one day, and it was a beautiful sunset. And very pleasant experience. You know. Being Irish, though, I have to find something depressing about it. So I came up with this little song, and I'd like you to sing it with me. Because as the sun is going down here on the west coast of Florida, in not too long a time, it's going to be coming up in the old countries, in Ireland and England and Scotland and the rest of Europe. So. I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. But I know it'll soon be rising somewhere close in my memory. I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. But I know soon be rising in a place close in my memory. Come on, you try with me. I lay me down. I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. Where it rests far out, but I know it'll soon be rising. But I know soon be rising in a place close in my memory. Don't worry, you'll pick up on it. It comes after each of the 25 verses. Where the dew lies oh so heavy on her rolling fields of green, and the rivers wind through quilted valley, past ancient mountains to the open sea. Lay me down, I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. But I know it'll soon, but I know soon be rising in a place close in my memory. I have wandered through this country. I have been loved by a woman so sweet. Well, I've been lucky, I've done what I wanted, but there's been something forever lost to me. Lay me down, I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. Ah, but I know soon be rising in a place close in my memory. You return, you are a stranger in all the places you knew so well. The just like you. Those years have wandered, and they have a tale of their own to tell. Lay me down, lay me down in the southern sunset, weary dressed far out to sea. Ah, but I know we'll soon be rising in a place close similar. Let's try it one more, one for good measure. Now I lay me down in the southern sunset, where it rests far out to sea. Ah, but I know it'll soon be rising in a place close in my memory. In a place close in my memory. Thank you. People are very attracted to this little instrument, the Bowron, and I didn't get a chance to do that Bowron workshop this year. Maybe we'll get back to it next year if they invite me back. Thank you. I'm just getting my licks in early, you know. So this is, of course, the Bowron, the Ghost. I just learned this song. I've never recorded it. It's a song. About hacklers, and hacklers are people who make illegal whiskey. Back in Ireland, illegal whiskey is a little bit different from the stuff they make up in the mountains of Kentucky, because you know they make it from corn mash up there, so it's not particularly nutritionally good for you. It gives you a good buzz, but it's not particularly good for you. You know, in Ireland, they make it from starchy potatoes, so it's actually good for you. You know, because potatoes are good. So, unfortunately, if you drink too much of it, it'll shorten your life. But the good news is you see twice as much in half the time. So what the heck? So the hackler. It used to be actually, I was brought up Roman Catholic, you know, so we have to go to confession and stuff like that. And it used to be actually a mortal sin to make whiskey in Ireland. And you used to have to confess it when you went to confession to see the priest, you see. So this guy went to confession and he confessed to the priest that he had made 40 gallons of illegal whiskey at Potchin, you see. But the priest was new to the parish. In fact, he was just a young priest. He was just out of the seminary, and he wasn't familiar with what the penance would be for such an offense, you know. So he said to the guy, he says, hang on here a minute. I'll be back in a minute. Stay here in the confession box. And he went into the sacristy, where he found the parish priest half asleep in the chair, and he woke him up, and he said, Father, he says, I have a fellow out here. He's just confessed that he'd made 40 gallons of potchin. He says, what'll I give him? The parish priest says, you give him 3 shillings a gallon, not a penny more. As true as I'm riding this bike. So this is a song about a hackler. The hackler from Grouse Hall. Got a little bit more on the drum there. A nice top. Oh, that's me. I am a roving hacking lad that loves the Shamrock Shore. Me name is Pat MacDonald, and me age is 84. Beloved and well respected by me neighbours one and all. On St. Patrick's Day I like to stray round Lavery and Grouse Hall. When I was young I danced and sung and drank strong whiskey too, in shebeen shops that sold a drop of real old Mountain Dew. With Putchin still on every hill, all the peelers had no call. Round Sweet Stranone I am well known, round Lavery and Grouse Hall. I used to go from town to town, for hackling was me trade. Nor can deny I taught a die an honest living maid. Oh, where'er I strayed by night and day, the youth would always call to have the crack with Paddy Jack, the hackler from Grouse Hall. Oh, I think it's strange how very much the times have changed of late. Coercion now is all the row with peelers on their bait. To take a glass is now, alas, the greatest crime of all, since Balfour Place that Hungary based the sergeant from Grouse Hall. Oh, that busy tool of Castle Rule, he wanders night and day. He'd grab a goat all by the throat for want of better prey. Oh, the dirty skunk, he'd swear you're drunk when you've had none at all. There is no peace around the place since he came to Grouse Hall. It was on pretense of this offence he dragged me off to jail. I long to dwell in that cold cell, me fortune to bewail, and me hoary head on a plank of a bed, such wrongs for vengeance call. Oh, we'll rue the day he dragged away the hackler from Grouse Hall. Oh, he'd run pell-mell down into hell to search for Potching there, and he won't be loath to stir an oath he found it in Kilcare. He'd search her bed from foot to head, sheets, blankets, tick and all. Ah, your wife undressed must leave the nest for Jenny from Grouse Hall. Come old and young, clear up your lung, sing this little song. Come join with me, let's agree all to right the wrong. And while I live, I'll always give a prayer for his downfall. And when I die, I won't deny, I'll haunt him from Grouse Hall. Kind of flying from song to song here, because you only get a half an hour, you know. So, yeah. Oops. Yeah. Okay, here's a little tune off the new album. Well, it's not so much a new album anymore. It's been out for nearly a year, but new enough for me. And this song comes from the west of Ireland. If you've never been to Ireland, if you ever go, always make sure you're trying to take a trip over to the west. You know, if you land at Shannon Airport in the southwest of Ireland, it's not too far a drive up to Galway and to Connemara, a beautiful part of the country, very rugged. They've got stone walls, just stone piled upon stone that have been there for centuries and centuries. They're great walls because if a stone falls, all you have to do is pick up another one and put it on, you know. So there's very little maintenance, you know. So, and this is a little love song which takes place in this part of Ireland. The words were actually written by a friend of mine. He's a doctor up in Charlotte, North Carolina. His name is Tom Kelly, and I put this little tune to it. It's called Connemara Morn. So. Did you see me passing down a crowded avenue, along the main street market where Corin's Cafe stood, where we shared so many memories, pressed against the window pane, looking out on hurried strangers as they passed St. Stephen's Green? Take me back to Connemara and the misty fields of green, where our hearts could soar the mountains and sail upon her silver sea. We were lost in tender moments, touched by hearts forever torn between this city life of Dublin and the Connemara morn, where Loch Corrib shines, the old weirs forever worn, and where our hearts first beat together on the Connemara morn. Take me back to Connemara and the misty fields of green, where our hearts could soar the mountains and sail upon her silver sea. Where the currocks lie the waters and face the coming storm, and we stood and watched that sunrise on a Connemara morn. Oh, the years passed by so quickly, but the time so sad and slow, as I wait here at Tully Cross in hope you'd soon return. Take me back to Connemara, to the coastline of the gale, where seabirds glide along the waters mountains and the granite towers prevail. Taking back to Connemara and her misty fields of green, where our hearts could soar the mountains and sail upon her silver sea. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Lovely stuff. Right. This is a strange little song. I've been singing this song for quite a number of years, and I have to confess, I'm really not absolutely sure what it's about, but it's a really great song. It's a great song, honestly. I don't have any copies of the CD that this is left on, but... It was written by an Irish guy. He lives out in California. His name is Colm Gallagher. And I don't know what he was drinking that particular night when he wrote this song, but whatever it was, I wish I could get a hold of it. So, and it's a kind of song you might write when you've been in that kind of situation. So, and you start getting the creative juices start flowing, and you might come up with something really strange and wonderful like this. So, it's called The Reel in the Flickering Light, and the main star of this particular song is the Daddy Longlegs, that wonderful creature that goes flying up and down the walls, you know. I'll let you decide for yourself. So. As I was walking home an evening, I know this takes some belief, I met a group of creatures with the strangest looking feature. Oh, a poor old dog, a worm and a weed and a fine old pigeon, yes indeed. Oh, a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe, a daddy long legs jumped up sprightly and danced to the reel in the flickering light. On his tin and wispy spindles, he was deft and he was nimble. His eyes were scientific, and his dancing was terrific. And the rats and the worms made it in, nettles in the corner took it in. Oh God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Around we go, heel to the toe. God, says I, tonight's the night, we'll dance to the reel in the flickering light. Oh, then he looked at me directly, with a gaze that could dissect me, and he asked me in a whisper, have you got any sisters? God Almighty, says I to him, what sort of a man do you think I am? Oh, I've only one, she's not your type, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Oh, around we go, heel to the toe, I've only one, she's not your type, ah, she wouldn't dance a reel in the flickering light. Says he, hey, does she come from another planet? Has she got a bee in her bonnet? Does she do her daily duties? Ah, you never know, we might be suited. And the rats and the worms began to laugh. Some of them started shuffling off. Oh, we're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. Oh, around we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight, getting ready for the reel in the flickering light. Well, I could see he had no scruples when I looked into his pupils. They were purple or magenta, like a statue during Lent. Ha. I said I'd get her right away. Good man, says he, now don't delay. Oh, we're going to have some fun tonight. And he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Oh, down we go, heel to the toe. We're going to have some fun tonight. And he flipped his legs in the flickering light. Here's where it gets really weird. So. Then up stepped the red carnation, and he gave her an ovation. She was warm and enchanting as she slowly started dancing. And the bright old pigeon peeled his eye, and nettles and the worms began to sigh. Oh, Daddy Longlegs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? Oh, around we go, heel to the toe. Daddy Longlegs said, my oh my, are we ready for the reel in the flickering light? Well, he was graceful, he was charming, I heard him call her darling. He was graceful as a whisper on his delicate legs of silver.
And the rats and the worms were still as mice. And the poor old pigeon said, "That's nice." Oh, shimmering veil on a lovely bride, they dance to the reel and the figure to light. Oh, round we go, heel to the toe. A shimmering veil on a lovely bride, they dance to the reel and the figure to light. I hadn't planned on doing this, but I was talking to a young man there before I started. Mr. Walker, where is he? How's it going? And you made me think of this song, because he was saying, I sang some songs yesterday over on the Song and Story tent about battles, you know, battles that the Irish were involved in. And I was very happy to sing a song about a battle that we actually won, you know. And so I was thinking about this after he'd spoken to me. I says, I'd like to sing this song and dedicate it to him. And this was written by Ewan McCall, who was a great Scottish songwriter, sadly, dearly departed and gone to the great folk singer's heaven in the sky, where they pay you $10,000 a night, free drink, no hecklers, and no cigar smokers. And I'd like to sing this little song of his. It's a song called Green Island. He wrote an awful lot of great songs about the travelling people of the British Isles and Ireland. Marvellous songs. He wrote beautiful love songs, particularly the one he wrote for his wife, Peggy Seeger, "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face." And he wrote this song. It's called Green Island, and it's kind of like 900 years of Irish history all kind of encapsulated into this song, you know, all the wars and everything. It's a tribute to incredible songwriting that somebody can do that and just get 900 years into roughly four verses. So I'll finish with this. It's a little spooky, the song, but I hope you'll bear with me here. It's a bit more there in the drum. Spooky drum. This song is a tribute to a people's resilience, you know. You can, you know, all the wars that have been down through the centuries, you know. Tyrants come and go, but people's culture pretty much remains, you know. I think a lesson in that is the Romans, you know. They invade the cultures of everybody around the world, but they're gone. The cultures live on, so. The island lies like a leaf upon the sea, green island like a leaf new fallen from the tree. And green turns to gold as morning breezes gently shake the barley, bending the yellow corn. Green turns to gold, there's purple shadows on the distant mountain, and sun in the yellow corn. They came in their longships from lands beyond the sea. They came in their longships, they saw the land was green. Wind in the barley, trout and salmon leaping in the river, and sun in the yellow corn. Leaping ashore, they slaughtered those that labored in the barley, they hide in the yellow corn. The long ships sailed away, and new invaders came with longbow and lance, bringing death in England's name. With sword and with mace, they went reaping through the fields of barley. They plundered the yellow corn. Crop followed crop and prospered in the killing fields of barley and the harvest of new young corn. All marching down the years, the men of war, they came with bombs, assassins, bullets, CS gas and guns. Ghosts of the past are chasing shadows through the fields of barley and hiding in the yellow corn. No force on earth can ever trap the wind that shakes the barley or the sun in the yellow corn. Oh, 900 years they've tried to trap the wind that shakes the barley, the sun in the yellow corn. The island lies like a leaf upon the sea, green island like a leaf new fallen from the tree. Green turns to gold as purple shadows on the distant mountains, and sun in the yellow corn. Oh, no force on earth will ever trap that wind that shakes the barley and the sun in the yellow corn. No force on earth can ever trap the wind that shakes the barley and the sun in the yellow corn. Lachan of River Gullier. Good day to you all. Have a wonderful festival. Please God, I'll see you again. And if you are in the St. Cloud region, I'll be at a new pub down there sometime in July called O'Doherty's. Take care of yourselves.